Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys, and we hope you enjoy the podcast. Here's what I want to do. I would sit down with my kids every year around Christmas time because I like the story of Saint Nick. You know, he's a patron saint, and he gave free food away, and he did exist. You know, he didn't come down a chimney. He kind of rode a little cart with a donkey on it. There were no deer, except the ones they shot and ate. So it kind of messes up the Christmas thing, but it did exist. There's a thing about, you ought to be a certain time of the year that's great where you take time and you think about somebody besides yourself. Yeah. You think about other people. Yeah. And that's really what it was about. You know, now how big can you do this? Hey, who can we help this season? Who can we go be a blessing to? So I wanted my kids to change. I want you to be a blessing. You're all gifted different. You have different IQs, different GPAs, but you're all called and gifted to be a blessing to somebody somewhere. Find out who that is and where that's at. Find out who it is you're supposed to marry and help them. Find out what neighbor you're supposed to live in and help them. People know your name, they always say something good about you. Yeah, we know so-and-so. Man, they're a blessing. They're always a blessing. They're always helping out, doing this. So I put this is a paper. It's going in 3x5 cards. I call this Vision Confessions. I would every Christmas take my kids, the 31 days of Christmas, we have the 31 confessions. And so I need to start messing with you. I want you to know who you are. You got to know who you are. You don't know who you are. No, I'm just trying to get a boyfriend. I'm trying to get a date. I'm trying to make this cheerleading team. I'm trying to make the ball team. No, you're trying to find out who you are. All that stuff, side stuff. That's side stuff. That's not who you are. That's what you did. Who are you? Who are you? And most people don't know. They just don't know. They'll tell you what they've done or who they work for or what they do. No, who are you? You don't know who you are. There's over 134 scriptures in the New Testament in him, in whom, in Christ. Most people don't know two of them. Well, if you don't know them, you don't know who you are. And so if things aren't going yet, I'm a nobody. No, I haven't heard now. It's not going good. No, yeah, that doesn't change a thing. Tests and trials come to everybody, the Son of God. You're still who you are in him, in whom, in Christ, but you don't know who that is. So when I thought about the holidays, I got to do this. So this is the short version of it. I'm going to do this in about 20 minutes. So I'm going to hold it up. You can go to my website. You can download this for free. It's called Vision Confessions. Now I'll just read the short versions of it. These are all scriptures. Number one, where there's no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18. Everybody knows that. If you've ever been to a leadership seminar, where there's no vision, you perish. What do you mean? Do you know why you're here? No. I'm just trying to get somebody to like me. I need somebody to invite me to a party or something. I got nothing going on. Well, maybe it's because you're a doofus. People don't like doofuses. Maybe you have bad breath. Maybe you're peeling the bark off a pine tree at 30 yards. Maybe you got B.O. Maybe you need to bathe and clean up. Maybe you learn how to start a conversation. That would be good. Maybe how to carry on a conversation. How to end a conversation. Because sometimes you start a conversation, the other people won't shut up. That was deep. Number two, once you find out who you are, write your vision and make it plain. Habakkuk 2:2. Once you find out why you're here, put it on a piece of paper. I think I'm called to do this. I think one day I'm going to be an engineer. I think one day I'm going to be a seamstress. One day I'm going to own my own coffee shop. I'm going to sell donuts and coffee. Well, if you don't write that down, that'll never happen. Because the minute you get a vision, hell's going to come to attack it. The minute you find out who you are, hell will show up. I remember I've told this so many times because I do all the family weddings and funerals because I'm free. So I'm doing one up in Copper Hill, Tennessee for a great aunt that I love dearly. And one of my other uncles that's not saved, but I love him dearly and I'm praying for him every day. He's walking out. We're going out to the hearse to go to the graveside service and we're walking out. And so I did this funeral service. I did the preaching. I'm very positive. It's like this is a celebration day. We're not crying. They're in a whole lot better place than they were. Dancing, whirling. They're not sick. And they're not old. Or they're not stupid. It's a wonderful place. It's called heaven. It's kind of a really neat place. There's stuff about it in the Bible. So anyhow, I'm trying to encourage all them. So he said, you preachers, you know, you lie all the time. I don't lie. Yeah, man, so you're trying to scare people into heaven. That's why you preach about that hellfire damnation. I said, I don't think I've ever preached about hellfire damnation. We're walking beside each other. I've just finished. We're going out a hallway to get in the hearse. And he said, you know, there's no hell. I said, what? He said, there's no hell. You made that up to scare people into heaven. That's why they come to church, because they don't want to go to hell. There is no hell. I said, sure there is. So I stopped. And so I had my Bible, so I just let it fall open. See here, read something. We're almost to the door. He said, what? Read something. It fell open to Proverbs. See here, read that. Proverbs 4. Read that right there. Why? Well, you don't believe there's a hell. And the Bible says, when the word comes, hell comes immediately to steal it. Since you don't believe there is a hell, read some scripture and hell will show up. He stared at me. He said, close that up. No, come here. Come here. Let's read something. Come here. And he didn't show up at the graveside service. I haven't seen him since. It scared him. There is a hell, you ignorant doofus, and there's a heaven, you blessed one. You get to choose. That's right. Life, death, blessing, cursing. God said, hey, I'm going to let you choose, but I'm going to give you the answer. Choose this. Choose life, he said. He gives the answers to his own test. Now I'm going to pick up the pace here. Number 3, God's plans for you are good, are very good. Jeremiah 20:11. God's plans for you, I told my kids, God has a plan for you, and it's real stinky good. You know, God didn't love me. Nothing good ever worked out. I couldn't pass out, so I had to go to summer school 2 years in a row. I didn't make the ball team. I didn't make first year flute. Shut your face up. God's got great plans for you, but there's a devil who's opposing you. If you don't get up and try to overcome, you're going to be stomped the rest of your life. You're going to go to heaven. Man, it was hard. It was bad. You won't get to sit at the marriage supper. They're going to have a card table in the corner somewhere, and you're going to eat at a card table. Number 4, God makes my plan succeed, Psalm 20:4. The Lord's plans will stand firm, Psalm 33:11. God's plans are so many, you can't even list them, Psalm 40:5. The Lord's going to work out his plans for my life, Psalm 138:8. Plans succeed through good counsel. I need to hang around smart people. Don't hang around dumb people. You want to be wise, walk with the wise. Companion of fools will be destroyed. Every day of my life was written in a book before my mother met my father, Psalm 139. God saw me coming. He had a book in heaven. On the end of that book said, Joe McGee. Before there was an earth to stand on, every human that's ever been conceived, whether they made it out of the womb or not, God had a plan for their life. Yeah. It's real stinking good. He won't make it happen. I get to choose. God said, I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. I'm going to let you choose. I got a really good plan for your life. Would you like to come in? No, church stinks. I don't want to be around any ignorant Christians, a bunch of sissy Christians. I don't get drunk and go do what? I said, well, you can choose. This is scary. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus never, ever asked anybody anything twice. As a good theologian, I can tell you, you can look it up. Jesus, the Son of God, never, ever asked anybody anything twice. You want to follow me? I got to bury somebody's debt. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. You want to follow me? No, I got to go take care of my cow. Jesus never says that. No, you don't understand who I am. You don't know who's talking to you. It's really important. He never said that. God wants people that want him. Amen. God said, you draw close to me, I will draw close to you. You ask me a question, I'll answer. You knock on the door, I'll open it. You seek, you'll find. But if you stare at me, God says, I'll stare back. And I've had so many people in my family, because I'm the only preacher. Well, I don't know where God is. He's in heaven. There's a laser light show going on. Angels with four wings and eyeballs on every side of their head. And they're singing a lot. And it's really nice. You're not there, evidently. Well, I don't know where God is. Well, he's been here all the time. God said he will never leave you nor forsake you. You'll never go anywhere God's not already there. God will talk to you when you go to sleep, when you get up and walk by the way. You're never alone. But because you don't have any scripture in you, you think that. The Bible says, the man thinks, so is he. You're not lonely. You just think you're lonely. You're not depressed. You just think you're depressed. You're not messed up. You just think wrong. And until you change your thinking, God can't do anything. God watches over his word to perform it. So let me do all. I've got about 10 minutes here. Here it is. Let's jump in here. Jeremiah 1:5. God knew me before he formed me in my mother's womb. Jeremiah 33:3. God says, call unto me and I'll give you remarkable secrets that you don't know about. Remarkable. Great secrets. But you don't know them, and I can't tell you unless you ask me. Yeah, not because you asked not. Oh, that was good. Romans 11:29. God's gifts and calls can never be withdrawn. 1 Peter 4:10. Use your gift to serve somebody else. Philippians 4:19. God will supply all of your needs. You're not without. I mean, we don't have enough. No, God said he'd supply all your needs. Well, where's he at? Well, he says he watches over his word. So what have you been saying for the last 24 hours? You know, well, we're broke. I can't get a good job. And nobody likes me. Nobody hired me. I keep getting fired. Well, you got enough hell coming out of your mouth. Just have a seat. Hell just camp out right here. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, let the weak say I'm strong, let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things to be not as though they are. You've got to start saying what God says, not what you're looking at. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We need to say so. Who are you? I'm a child of God. I'm blessed and highly favored. You've got people like me and don't even know why. I'm going to take a nap, but my angels never go to sleep. They're going to watch over me. The angels got camped around about me to keep me from the evil that's in the world. Man, they're big, nasty things. Don't mess with my angels. If you steal from me, devil, I'll bankrupt you, because whatever you steal from me, you got to pay back seven times. So everybody's gone through where you lost, made a bad decision. God said, he's the redeemer. He'll forgive, he'll redeem, he'll restore. You cannot not win unless you choose to not win. And so having those six kids, I realized, if you don't get this in you, I'm going to be paying your bills till Jesus comes. I'm going to be listening to your sad, thumb-sucky story to Jesus. Well, it didn't work out. I'm Hollywood. I must have made the wrong person. I got the wrong job. Now, people think I'm joking. And I've had Angel and I, we do a radio broadcast every week. Actually, it's daily. And people call and ask questions. So I'm going to say it again. I'll have to clean it up. And so I'd always told my kids, I raised you. We birthed you, bathed you, birthed you, wiped you, cleaned you up, taught you how to walk and talk, and helped you pass out. We got you through college. We paid for you. Wedding and your honeymoon. You bought your first car, paid your car insurance. At the wedding, I told all my kids at their wedding, I said, put your door key in my hand. Now, I'm very serious and I was very nice. Nice weddings. Kumbaya, Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho. But you put that door key in my hand. I said, don't you ever come to my house unless you call first. I love you. I've got the cancel checks to prove how much I love you. You have nice straight teeth because of me. You got into college because of me. But when you get married, you now, Bible says, a man leaves his father and mother and gets their own spouse. So when you leave, you put the key in my hand and don't you ever come to my house unless you call. And if you do come to my house, you bring food. I'm not being funny. People think I'm laughing. I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. They know me. It's like, you bring food and you leave before it gets dark and you don't leave the kids at my house. Your grandkids will never, ever spend the night at my house. I raised mine. God bless you. Go. I raised mine. You raised yours. God bless America. Now, that doesn't make me mean or snotty. We lived three states away when we had our first baby, our second baby. We lived five states away when we had our other kids. There was nobody to leave them with. It wasn't because I'm some arrogant money. So like, I had nobody to dump them on. They're ours. My goal began, get them out as quick as you can. Get them educated. Help them find a good date for the prom and teach them how to kiss. Teach them everything. I'm serious. I'm serious. Man, I can't find a date. Well, maybe there's something wrong with you. You need to make you more attractive and fix your hair and wear makeup. We're just acting weird. I mean, Lord. I mean, it's just common sense. I'm off track. Let's get back on. Anyhow, I got a lot of calls about that. You know, let your grandkids spend the night. So angels made sure that we, you know, said, Joe, our grandkids will spend the night. They'll spend the night a lot. Yes, sugar, they will. But I'm going to buy a real kind of medium-sized Winnebago and I'm parking the driveway. Now, I'm very serious. I'm not trying to be funny. Please hear me. I'm trying to say the truth. Truth sets you free. It's me. Don't make me right. It's just me. I said, grandkids come over. I'll play with them. But when it gets dark, I will go to the Winnebago and I'll sleep out there. And you can just play all night long and let them flip and jump and watch movies and throw popcorn everywhere. Praise God. And at breakfast, I'll take it somewhere and buy McDonald's for breakfast. And I'll have a good time with it. But no. And so what happened? Do you know how many grandparents are raising their grandchildren today? We got too nice. Nice people finish last. Nice people finish last. We're not nice people. We're the church. We scare hell when we wake up. We're giving, loving people. But we're not nice people. I'm to train up the next generation to scare hell. That's what I'm trying to do. I need you to scare hell when you wake up. Anyhow, I get to this and then we'll go. Gospel on my knees. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. Proverbs 21:5. Commit your works to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Proverbs 16:3. When the God has succeeded, everybody's happy. Proverbs 20:12. Let's see. Psalm 37. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. Follow the steps of a good people and you will live righteously. The Lord determines our steps. The Lord determines our directions. Let's see. Let's give you this. Ooh, this is good. Proverbs 3:8. Seek God and he will show you which path to take. Honest people live good lives. People who accept discipline live good lives. You need to listen to people older than you, smarter than you. I don't need nobody. Well, that shows what a thumb-sucking doofus you are. You need everybody. The eye can't save the hand. I don't need you. The hand can't save the foot. I don't need you. I need you and you need me. That's what family is supposed to be. You need your family. You listen to them because they've been through stuff you've not been through yet. Don't get arrogant. The Bible says pride goes before a fall. We got too many people prideful. They've not done anything. They're just running their mouth a lot. I didn't pick on myself on that one. It said, anyhow, Psalm 27, O Lord, lead me along right paths. Psalm 115, your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Proverbs 11:14, there's safety in having many wise people around you. Work hard and become a leader. Proverbs 12:24, work brings profit where talking brings poverty. Proverbs 14:23. And then Psalm 5:8, O Lord, make your way plain before me. And then the last one, Hebrews 10:38, just shall live by faith. And so what I did every year, I'd go through those five, I put them on cards, and now I'm making professional cards. So I tell my kids, listen, guys, don't ever come to me with some thumb-sucking sad story. Well, now that's not going good at work. And I tell the story all the time. Jessica, my second daughter, became a accountant, made straight A's in college, 1B straight A's. She gets a job with a great bank, big bank in Oklahoma, went through five interviews. I come to the house one day and she's sitting there reading her Bible and she's kind of quiet. I thought, well, something's going on. I taught her, if hell shows up, get in the Word of God. Don't get on the phone, get in the Word of God. Don't get with your neighbor, get in the Word of God. You know, your neighbor doesn't scare hell. The Word of God coming out of your mouth scares hell. And so I'm there and she said, well, they're not ever going to give me a raise. She finally started. I went to the kitchen, got some coffee to come through. What's the problem? They're not ever going to give me a raise. They promised me 3 years ago they'd give me a raise, and they've not given me a raise 3 years in a row now. And I'm going to quit. What? I'm going to quit. Because there are not very many jobs at that time. And I said, really? Yep. They're not ever going to give me a raise. Well, honey, I love you. I love you with all my heart. You're my daughter. According to Matthew 18:19, I set myself in agreement with you. Many people at that bank will get raises, but not you. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood and I bind the devil. You will never get a raise. Dad, what are you saying? Honey, I love you. I want what you want. In Jesus' name, I bind the devil and I plead the blood. They will never give you a raise. Many people at that bank will get raised. You're not going to get one dime in Jesus' name. Dad, shut up. You shut up. And my kids learned early, don't say negative around Dad because he's going to jump on like a duck on a June bug. Say what God says. Yes. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So this is the new one. This is the card verse that's coming out. I shortened it and I shortened it again. So it's like, you know, no vision, you perish. Write your vision. God's plans are good. God makes plans succeed. God makes plans stand firm. God's plans are too many to even write down. The Lord works out his plans. Plans succeed through good counsel. My life was recorded before I was born. God knew before I was ever born. God shows me things to come. God never withdraws his gifts. Use your gifts to serve one another. There's a pattern there. There's no such thing as luck. You got lucky. There's no such thing as luck. There's God, the devil, heaven, and hell. We're in between like an Oreo cookie. God said, I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. You get to choose. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.